Joining me now is All Things Considered producer Melissa Gray. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, Robert.
Melissa is, as we say, the curator of our Found Recipes series. She's got a glass of what looks like lemonade, and I understand you also have an announcement tonight.
Yes, we are going to have a contest, Robert.
A drinking contest?
No, that would be irresponsible, Robert. So we're going to have a Found Recipes contest instead.
A Found Recipe. You have to explain what Found Recipes is.
I will explain that. So for nearly a year on All Things Considered, we've had cookbook authors, chefs, and bloggers come on and share recipes and the stories behind those recipes. So summer is nigh. Hence, the Found Recipes Taste of Summer contest. We want our listeners to share a recipe for a summer food or drink that they simply cannot do without. But there is a catch.
It's not valid in Nebraska?
It is valid in Nebraska.
Okay, good. What's the catch, though?
The catch is, while the recipe doesn't have to be original, the story behind it has to be true and interesting.
Interesting as defined here being interesting to you. Why don't you give us an example of what you find interesting?
Okay. So I'm going to make this one up, but if it were true, I would completely pounce on this story.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother-in-law makes one killer coleslaw. He brings it to the family reunion every July. He's really cagey about the recipe, though, and you, Robert Siegel, had to arm wrestle him for it in front of Grandma. But now you have the killer coleslaw recipe, and you want to share it because no one should have to arm wrestle in front of Grandma ever again.
Failing that ideal story being submitted, what would be some other kinds of stories you might encourage?
We're looking for fun stories, just nice, summery, great, diversionary stories. I don't want a tearjerker. I don't want a heartwarming story because, you know, it's going to be hot enough out there. And there's no crying in Found Recipes, Robert.
You didn't think that wrestling with Grandma was a tearjerker at that story?
No.
No. Well, let me guess. Listeners should perhaps send their submissions to us at npr.org by clicking on Contact Us at the bottom of the page, if I got it right.
You've done this before, Robert. Yeah, just make sure to include Taste of Summer in the subject line. Now, I will go through the stories and pick out three lucky listeners who'll get the Found Recipe treatment, complete with music. Their stories will be recorded and broadcast later this summer. And then we'll also ask folks out there to weigh in on which one they think was best, and we will announce a winner at the end of July.
And tell us about the colossal prize someone will win for winning this contest.
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights, I see.
Yeah.
What? And as long as we're at it, what's with the lemonade?
Well, Robert, it's not lemonade. It's limeade. And, you know, I couldn't come here empty-handed without giving you my taste of summer. 20 years ago, my best friend Don Benedetto and I are suffering through this heat wave in Richmond, Virginia, and we are getting super cranky. We are harping at each other because we had no air conditioning. So the Third Street Diner did. It was open all night, and it had limeade, and I think it was made with pixie dust and angel wings because we chilled out there all night long drinking limeade till well past midnight because, Robert, we were girls gone wild, wicked and wild, but we never melted.
And that glass of limeade possesses those miraculous medicinal properties.
As far as I'm concerned, when the weather's hot, this is what I want. This is my taste of summer, and so I am bringing this to you.
And it's very good.
Well, thank you.
That's Melissa Gray announcing the Found Recipe Taste of Summer contest, which you can enter at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Melissa.
Thank you, Robert.
This is NPR News.